Welcome to the Printing Press Podcast number 12, voted my favorite Lost Book Club for 2008. I am your narrator, wishing you a happy holidays. Ho ho ho. Great episode today. We read A Christmas Carol, we have a new project for next year, and lost gift ideas for after the holidays. So, reading between the lines so you don't have to, Brian and Karen's Printing Press Podcast.
Hey everybody, happy holidays. How you doing over there?
I'm doing okay.
Good. Happy holidays. There you are. Happy holidays. There we go.
Yeah.
So the narrator is wishing you guys happy holidays. He's got a little Christmas cheer in him. He's got the spirit, so that's nice. Who knew? We hope you read Christmas Carol. So did you read your Christmas Carol?
Of course I did. I'm glad that we picked something a little off the beaten path. Of course, keeping in, you know, for our love of Charles Dickens, of course, but picking a story that was not really addressed in the Lost story at this point, but I feel it's important nonetheless.
It is, and I think this is a good podcast to kind of break the norm of what we're used to of picking a book that is on the island. We did go something that we're used to, that's Dickens, and we also heard a song by the Decemberists. Some of you may know who they are. They've been around for about 8-9 years. Good kids. No, I've met them, and I've done a few shows with them in Florida, like kind of going around with them, and they were so nice. They were the nicest people in the world. So they're from Portland, and I thought that would kind of fit. It's December. We're not going to do Christmas music because we don't want to sound like Burdines, or is there Burdines anymore? I think it's just JCPenney now, or... So we don't want to be like Macy's, Walgreens, and every restaurant you go into. We're going to play a band called the Decemberists, who are so amazing. Colin Molloy is so amazing at storytelling. But the last song that we're going to play by them is a name that we're used to on the show. Very excited. And again, happy holidays. I'm so loving the weather, even though, what is it, like 80 degrees half the time? But today is nice. Actually, I walked outside to get the paper in my pajamas, and it was like 40 degrees. I was like, what just happened? But it's nice, you know, and I think we're all starting to feel it. The colds and the sniffles are going around. Everybody's kind of getting them. I guess, are you ready for the holidays? Are you good with the holidays?
Well, you know, I'm okay. I did all my shopping.
You
That's
did.
Good.
Okay,
yes.
Good.
I should have shopped for a certain couple of things for myself, but we'll deal with that later.
I think we'll mention that later, definitely.
I have to do the food shopping. You know, when you do kind of an Italian Christmas, it's a lot of food buying and preparing. And
I'm so jealous.
Yeah, it's just, you know, it's just all food. It's disgusting.
I love it. Are you kidding? That's the greatest. I mean, gifts are one thing. But it's really that being together and, you know, we had Thanksgiving in Jersey. It was unbelievable. Had a few lost moments on the plane, which I always love. You know, it's so weird. I always coming back home, I always have a lost moment. The last two trips I had coming from New York, I was watching Lost on a plane, and then we hit that turbulence while I was in the bathroom, but I'm not doing heroin. It was, it's just so funny. And it's always Charlie. It's always something Charlie. I'm not flying again. Now I'm scared shitless to fly. Great.
It's funny because I have to fly in a couple of weeks.
I'm so jealous. I already told my mom. I already told her you're coming out there.
Chris is not a flyer. He can't. He's already having a panic attack. I'm like, where the hell am I going to find this poor man some like Valium or something just to get him calm so he can get on a plane?
4.5 hours, man. 5 hours, I think it is. So
it's a long flight. So.
Yeah.
But you know, I'm looking forward to doing something a little different. But getting through Christmas first, you know, my mother's making lasagna, so I'll be chowing down on some of that.
That's great. That's great. As I think I've got everything for, you know, the people I love, the family and the friends. But everybody out there, I want to wish you a happy holiday and thank you. Thank you so much for being with us for these past 6 months. I have to say thank you, and especially to you, Karen. Thank you so much. Thank you so much.
Now, I feel the same exact way. It's an honor, Brian, to sit here. I mean, this year has been so much fun for me and taking on a couple of different projects. And you and I get to do this. I mean, we're friends, but we, of course, consider each other family. I mean, our families spend a lot of time together. And
we'll see you. We're going to see you in what? Like, what's today? 6 days. We'll see you in six days. Yeah.
Yeah.
So you better have leftovers.
There will be. But we get to hang out and talk about these things that are so close to our heart and share it with the rest of the world. And thank you for it. I'm glad that we did take the plunge and say, let's do something like this.
It was only a matter of time. It really was. And I'm so happy we're doing it together. Away from the holidays, then we have New Year's. And then there's a huge holiday coming up, and that's the 21st. Oh, wait, there's my birthday, the 19th. And then there's the 21st. The 21st is our season premiere. So we hope everybody's getting ready and watching your extras. I haven't watched them yet. I think we're going to do.
I haven't either yet.
You haven't? Neither have I. I think we're going to. I want to mention to Vanessa, whose birthday is the 26th. It's so weird how close everything is in the January time. And I want to have like a party, like a watching, maybe the Wednesday before, like do that. Was it our next podcast is the 13th. So the 14th have like a extras party. So it's like, all right. And then next week we'll get into it. But, I kind of gave it away. January 13th again. Yes, we do have our next book. Our next book is dealing with the whole Destiny Calls. Thanks, ABC. We sound like an album cover, like an album title now. Loss has now become like another, what is it? Destiny's Child or something. Oh, Destiny Calls, like a Beyonce album. But that's the name of this season, I guess, is what we're gonna kind of call. What was last season again? It was something weird. They had a little tagline for it.
But still, the Oceanic Six is like the big deal,
So we're going to deal with them. Let's deal with them next month. And the book that we're going to read is a 1940. It was written 1940 by Adolfo Cáceres, and he's Argentinian. It's a book called Invention of Morel. Mm-hmm. Invention of Morel. And everybody write this down right now, because you cannot make that right at the light, next left, going into your borders. If you're in the car right now listening and ordering it, you cannot do that. I've tried Borders. I tried Barnes & Noble. Tried everything. You're going to have to get it on Amazon. You're going to have to get it on Borders.com. It is a book that kind of did blow up when Sawyer was reading it in Eggtown, Season 3. So as you people are looking at Season 4, as you guys are looking at Season 4 right now, you're recapping, and you're seeing Sawyer's reading something in bed, and that's a book that you may want to pick up. Yes, you must, because this book deals with so much of what we're doing, again, and that deals with the island. It deals with a fugitive who is on his he's on his own island, and then these tourists come in, and they kind of separate, he kind of separates himself from these people, but he falls in love with somebody, one of the tourists, and something huge happens, some phenomenon happens that's keeping them apart. He's a fugitive. I think we've seen fugitives on the island.
Yeah, a couple, yeah.
It deals with an island. I think we've seen an island on the island. So, I think we've seen a few islands on the island.
And you are absolutely right.
Yeah, so, and it also deals with an episode from season 2. Hugo had one episode in the beginning of the season. I'm going to do this because,
Hugo, all right, jump in, go ahead.
Here we go. Hugo had an episode in season 2 called Everybody Hates Hugo. Hurley had an episode in season 2 called Dave. Mm-hmm. You like how I did that? Well, Hugo had one. Hurley had one.
That's right. Yeah. They are identities. That's
I believe that.
Right.
So the episode was called Dave, and they are saying on some sites that we go to, non-spoiler sites, thank you, that Dave was a mirror of who our fugitive on this island is that Adolfo wrote in 1940. And a lot of elements in this backbone of this book from 1940 was a 1934 book called, I think it was called XYZ. So I'm not saying we should jump into that. I really want to read this one because Sawyer was reading it, and I think this is such a great premise to coming back to the island. Let's get freaky again. Let's kind of...
We have to go back, Brian.
Yeah, we have to go back. So we have to go back to the island. I'm so excited. So, okay, there you go. That's our next book, January 13th, Tuesday, we will be back. We are going to be on time, on point. I will not have 80 films to watch in one day. I promise you, everybody. And it's right before our birthday. It's right before, like, the coming into season five. Wow.
Season
five. Where have we been? My God. It's so crazy. So that's it. I'm really excited. I'm so excited about this one. I'm so excited that I'm going to take you to a song. And the song is The Decemberists. Once again, it's December, so I'm keeping up with these guys. Everything I Try to Do, that's what this song is called. It was a B-side on the Billy Liar EP. So I thought this was fun. It's another story. It's really cute. And I want you to enjoy this. Again, The Decemberists, you can find them on MySpace. And just, I'd say, pick them up on iTunes. Here you go.
The film was a bust, but we stayed till the ending. Hair all a must, but your clothes didn't look so bad. And back on the street, the rain was descending in cold, dirty sheets. So under the awning we sat. And then you hailed yourself a yellow cab. And I sat for a time by the valets in line. And I read what you wrote on the card. Above a cowboy you drew a big talk balloon, saying try not to take it so hard. But there's this nagging suspicion that won't leave me alone tonight. It's just that everything I try to do, nothing seems to turn out right.
Bah, humbug. That was The Decemberists. I'm kidding. I say that because the book we just read deals with that famous bah, humbug that we hear every year from that one grumpy grandfather or uncle that thinks it's so funny to hate everything Christmas. Don't we, you know, I always find that one person. It's mostly a friend. It's not like an uncle or it's not a family member. It's always a friend who's like, I hate Christmas. I hate the holidays. So this book goes out to you, you jerk. I love this book. I loved A Christmas Carol. I've never read it. Never read it. And I'm used to George C. Scott as Ebenezer Scrooge or Bill Murray. And I thought this was such a good book. I loved it.
It's a great story. It is obviously a timeless story. And it's a story that really, I think, even if we have never been privy to this type of a story, I think it's something that every individual feels at some point in their lives where you're just kind of lost and wonder what life would have been like if you weren't born. Is it all worth it? And this story is the epitome of redemption. So
yeah.
It does fit into our lost story.
It's completely our lost. I mean, not completely our lost story, but again, with speaking of backbones, I mean, every story has that backbone. Well, Lost has many backbones.
Right.
It's. I mean, I know the backbone is supposed to be that one fixed structure that everything starts to branch off of. I don't think Lost has that. They do have many backbones. This show has a lot of roles. And I think this one, I honestly think this really hits everybody. This hits everybody's backbone. There's so much Jack in this. It's ridiculous.
Yeah. There's a lot of Locke in it. There's a lot of Ben. There's a lot of everyone.
It's
like these little bits of again, it's almost like if we can look into people's psyche, things of this nature, things of wanting to know or feeling where your place is in the world, whether it be the past, present, or the future, happens to our losties and happens to just about everyone who's ever lived, really.
Uh-huh.
But the story of The Christmas Carol, I mean, let's think about it. You know, we picked it because, of course, Charles Dickens. It's the story of redemption.
And tis the season.
About it. But it also gives us a little bit of insight to quote-unquote, time travel and memory. So that was a pretty big of an important thing for me and, of course, on my theory line. But we do know that we have a story of the old Ebenezer Scrooge. He is visited by his dead business associate, Jacob. Jacob actually visits him 7 years to the day of his death. And he tells Ebenezer that basically he has to kind of change his ways, or else he will be pretty much have to wander the world forever in the chains that he created. He will be bound by the chains, you know, link by link, yard by yard, the chain, all of these links of a chain that he actually made. And he'd have to wander the world forever, but he needs to face his reality. So Jacob tells him that he will be visited by three spirits, and these spirits would represent Ebenezer's life in Christmas past, Christmas present, and a Christmas yet to come. We do see that there's a basis of the story that involves poverty. Scrooge obviously hoards all the money. He's not a sharer. He's not giving. He's not even kind. He's not kind in his way. He's selfish and he's manipulative. But we also get a glimpse into the little bit of Tiny Tim's life. And this is a boy who's near death, but yet can see joy and beautiful and beauty in everyday things of life. And he sees beauty in everyone. And that kind of touches Scrooge's life later on in the story. But in the experiences that Scrooge goes through in this one night, okay, these experiences and these visitations by these spirits are done while Scrooge is sleeping, okay? Mm-hmm. He is time traveling, so to speak, through dreaming.
He's Desmonding.
He's Desmonding. He had a Desmond.
Yeah.
He had, okay? So this was a perfect story for me to explain to the people who kind of hear my rants of where my theories are on this particular issue with our lost story. And it fits in perfectly with A Christmas Carol. His time traveling issues really are tied into dreams. So in our story, he travels into the past and sees the memories of his Christmases as a young boy, things of that nature. The present shows him where he's at in this particular point in his life. The people around him, the people who he's in contact with, how he affects people on a daily basis, meaning the people he works with now, how they see him, and also he is seeing a glimpse into their life. But of course, the punchline to it all is his dreaming time travel into the Christmas yet to come, when he is really just presented with his life of not being here. And that's I think it's a very dark thought, Brian. It's a scary thought, but let's face it, the people who are lost have that exact dark thought. Well, you know what? Maybe it's just not even worth it. Maybe it would be better if I wasn't here. Or What if I wasn't here? How would have I affected the people that I've come in contact with or touched? Lo and behold, these events, this time-traveling dreaming experience that he had in this visitation by his friends, or Jacob and the three spirits, really, causes him to have a revelation and redeem himself and change his wicked ways and become a sharing, giving, wonderful man who wants to make something of his life, wants to have a happy ending, and wants to be seen in a better light. And it's a really beautiful, touching story, and I loved it.
I really did. I was getting so crazy, and where did I have time to read? And I mean, it has gotten really packed, where we have tripled in films in some ways of where I'm working right now, and things are going really good. And I was like, where am I going to have time to read this? And being so short, it was such an easy read, and it was so fast. I loved it. It was just... I went right through it, and I'm glad we did this one. Good idea, by the way. This was your idea.
I know. I'm glad that we, nice short read, a traditional Christmas story.
Yeah, you know, and, I mean,
but it does tie
the
to our lost story.
I believe that. I believe, as we said, Desmonding as a joke, but no, it's there. The spirits, going into the flashbacks, what if there's two sides of the story? Here you go. what if we are following this backbone of the book, like I was saying, because now I could mention it, now that we tackled your insight. What if these so-to-so flashbacks, you know, these centrics that we see, each subject-centric, that we go in the flashback, what if that is what we are as a spirit kind of going with them into their... What if this had really... That might have happened. Now, the flash forwards might have not yet happened, and what they're doing on the island may change everything to a better future, a better them. Or what if that's not even really them that's on the island, and they're now visiting this island that has to, here you are meeting all these people, you could become this. You could become the hero, Jack. Kate, what if, you know, you can get away from this world of the gun running and da-da-da-da, staying in one spot. Have we taught anything to you yet? What if we're those spirits showing them, really, this is what you could do, like, stay where you are, and these people will help you? You know what I mean? Like, what if there are spirits out there?
Well, I do feel that part of the lost story, of course, because we could always go and talk in circles, and because we could always talk about one subject and never even answer it, but because we can, you know, yes, go in through all the other doors of lost. But one of the layers of lost is about, well, I think... personal enlightenment. In other words, trying to evolve into a heightened or a better person, in a sense. Yeah, we have redemption.
They're there.
Yeah, and they're learning. They're in a constant state of learning.
Always. And I mean, when they have their centric, look at the centric episode. Look at their back flashback. That's what they did. And now when you're, you know, the best one this season I think we could look at was... Something nice back home, you know. Let's look back at that one. We're going into the future, and we're still watching Jack not quite getting it right, but he's getting it right on the island, you know? It was kind of like...
That episode was so... I loved it so much because, that again, for me, it was an episode for me to use as a tool to explain to the people who do read my blogs, to say, here, this is what I've been talking about. Here, Jack is experiencing getting his quote-unquote appendix removed by Juliet on the beach. And yet, what he's experiencing is being blurred into his, the time we're seeing in the quote-unquote outside world. It's blurred, much like your dreaming state is blurred, okay? And that was a really great tool for me to use to say to people, there it is. But in Jack's outside world experience, until Hurley put the kibosh on it, okay, really, Jack was living, or he was dreaming about, the perfect life he wants to live back home.
Right.
Okay? So, but still, we are seeing pretty much what I believe is proof of some sort of things happening while they're dreaming.
Yeah, and this book definitely was perfect.
It was good, because he time traveled to the past, okay? Ebenezer time traveled to his Christmas past, and he time traveled to a potential Christmas future.
Right, exactly.
Okay?
What is season 5 going to be about? It's like, you know, even like season 4, I go, what was that about? You know, like, come on, there is no future. There is no future. Or are we looking, even saying flash forwards, maybe being flashbacks now? Because we've seen flash forwards in season 2. I have flash forwards in my hand. I have season 4, 2. Season 2 in my hand right now. That's the sound of season 2. Flash forwards in there.
You can't help but ask yourself, Brian, you know, what if we were going to have some fun and throw in the Alice in Wonderland and Looking Glass scenario into the whole mix, okay? So would that mean that our quote-unquote flash forwards are really flashbacks, because everything is backwards, and flashbacks are really forwards,
yeah.
you see? What if things are backwards?
What are they going to do to us?
Oh, I already know. I already have my padded room in Santa Rosa, and I'm ready to go.
Well, if there's, now that we talked about the book, I was so excited to do this, because we talk about dreaming, and there's a song, Dreaming of a White Christmas. Well, we live in Florida, so that's not going to happen.
That's not going to happen.
So, let's keep dreaming. You opened your gifts on Christmas Day. If you're listening to this, everybody, hopefully you are about to open your gifts tomorrow. Merry Christmas. Or if you're listening to this and you already have, again, Merry Christmas. And did you get everything you wanted that's lost? Did you get everything?
I wish I could time travel.
I know. Maybe we should go in the future and see if we got everything we wanted. Well.
Did you?
I'm looking now, and I
What was on your wish list?
I don't have one. I don't. I hope that Vanessa goes, I see those little gears turning, and she smells the smoke coming out my ears. And we'll see how she does. But let's just remember, last year with ABC.com, I did not want to go through with that again. So
I remember you were online at Universal Studios.
Uh-huh.
I felt so bad because
you had
an issue with your order at ABC.com.
So did Vanessa, though. That was what's so funny is we both had an issue. That is our order going to get here in time? And I don't think it did. But, hey, the toys are looking great up there. I see them. And, hi, guys. Our toys are waving to me. These are gifts that I wanted to mention that maybe if you didn't get everything you wanted, you can go back. You can go to ABC.com. And you could find something like the Dharma coffee mugs.
Yes. I want the Dharma coffee mugs. Yes.
Set of six right there. One for each day. What, is coffee sleep on Sunday? No. So, no, but they should have made seven. They should have made seven. One for every day. What would you want out of that? What else
besides the coffee mugs?
Besides the coffee mugs.
Okay. I really, 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 really want the Dharma jumpsuit.
How cool is that Dharma? Okay, now we just admitted how freaking geeky we are that we want that. But I want it! I mean, will I ever wear it? Yes. But, I mean, will I ever wear it? I mean, really.
Who cares?
Who gives a shit?
But you want one.
I want one. I want one. They are awesome.
For a minute, if I didn't have that jumpsuit, that I would go to the embroiderers up in the corner over here, like in my neighborhood, and I would like have them put my name and my job title on that damn thing. Don't you think I wouldn't do that?
Oh, you have to. You have to. Okay. Those things are great. For every dude out there and every guy that's like, dude, I don't watch Lost. Lost is gay. Well, guess what? You watch Lost. I know some of you do. That poker set's for you. There's a poker set. There's a poker set on there. I thought that was kind of cool. And if we get away from ABC.com, there is something that I collect as a toy collector. And it has nothing to do with the director, everybody. They're called Kubricks. I have a couple Kubricks myself. Kubricks are little mini, I think I would say they're about 3 to 3.5 to 4 inch little figures. They're adorable. Kubricks are now at Amazon.com. You can now pick them up there. They are Lost Kubricks. So type it in, Lost Kubrick, find them. They're awesome. They're awesome.
Yes, I want those too.
And I want those too. So those are some gifts that you might have not gotten under the underneath that tree. So if you want to go get them, go get them. There are other gifts out there.
If any of our listeners did get their Dharma jumpsuit, take a picture of yourself.
Oh, yeah.
Send it. If you got any toys, any Lost
send
goodies,
us your yeah, send us
take
your
a picture with it. Yeah.
Send us your pictures of some Lost loving. We love that. We love that. We love the Lost loving. We love December. December's
and
been
you
so
know,
good to us.
Brian, once we're fully fitted and tailored into our Dharma jumpsuits, we will post pictures
of
it.
I want to see what happens on Thursday. I can't quite look into it. If you hit me over the head, maybe I will be able to. That's why Charlie hit Desmond over the head. Let's not forget that. Season 3. So,
but I keep looking under the tree for a box that looks like it may
no
be...
Shaking.
No
shaking.
Box.
No shaking. You're not allowed to shake those boxes. So this month has been good. We didn't have a month per se. We didn't give anybody a month this month. We gave it to the month of December, so which
and
is
it's for all of us.
Yeah, it was for all of us.
For all of us, and to share with all of you, it's we're all just one big happy Lost family.
Love it.
And a Christmas Carol would have been the perfect way to go, and I'm glad that we did do it.
Me too. The last song we have is a band called The Decemberists. Same band. They have a song called Clementine. And it's comes off one of their earlier stages in the band's life. It was one of the first ones they ever recorded as the Decemberists together, as the five-piece. Clementine, it's a beautiful song, And we have a Clementine that's not on the island, but she's somewhere out there for Sawyer, his daughter. So Sawyer has a little, James Ford's got a little Clementine out there. So this one goes out to him. Let's just say that there. He jumped off a plane for her. So helicopter. Yeah, I got to start watching. Time to rewatch. All right, everybody. Thank you so much. Karen,
Brian,
again.
Thank you for everything.
Thank you.
Love to you and Vanessa.
So much love to you guys, the listeners,
and all the Lost fans out there. We so appreciate it. We appreciate just, you know, that you get to hang out with us, that you listen to our ramblings, but all in good fun. And I wish you all much love, happiness, health, and success in the new year. Thank you for everything.
Thank you, guys. All right, here you go. December's Clementine. Namaste.
Namaste.
After